Hello and welcome to The Flying Frisbee with me, Dominic Frisbee. As always, you can read today's article, you can listen to me reading today's article, or as many like to do, you can read and listen at the same time. And today's piece is called Fiat Money Collapse, the Remonetization of Gold and Hyper-Bitcoinization. Considering potential scenarios and long-term price targets. Cards on the table. A Western fiat money collapse along the lines of Zimbabwe, Venezuela or Weimar hyperinflation, despite unsustainable deficit spending and unpayable government debt, is not something I think we are likely to see. Many more knowledgeable souls than myself deem it inevitable, but more probable, in my view, is just the continued debasement of currency and the erosion of its value. So that with the incremental effects of compounding, a generation from now, fiat will have lost another 90% or more of its purchasing power. Heck, the pound has already lost a third of its value just this decade. Since the beginning of the century, it has fallen by over 90%. I guess that constitutes collapse. It all hangs on how you define collapse, I suppose, and over what time frame. Yet there is one scenario I can envision that could lead to a more rapid collapse, and it is one we might even be careering towards: war. If tensions between East and West escalate into full-blown conflict, you can be sure the East will attack Western currencies, just as the US weaponized banking and the dollar following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China has lots of gold, as we know, much more than it says it does. Russia has plenty. Shanghai Corporation nations are all accumulating. US gold has not been audited for decades, casting doubts over whether it even exists. As for British gold, I wonder what happened to that. In short, Western fiat money is extremely vulnerable should the East decide to attack it. For the time being, at least, I don't expect it to. China has some $3.25 trillion in reserves and another $800 billion in US treasuries. Why collapse their value? But whether Biden or Trump wins in the US elections this autumn, neither is going to balance the books, nor will Labour here in the UK. So you know that both the pound and the dollar are going to see their value steadily eroded for the next 5 years. Deficit spending will continue and debts will increase. Indeed, outside of a full-on deflationary tightening or collapse, I mean Paul Volcker in 1980 scale tightening, it is impossible for fiat money to see its purchasing power grow. Supply is going to increase and the purchasing power will decline. This is built in, inherent and inevitable. Hence why I advocate owning alternative non-government money, gold and Bitcoin. Today I want to explore a scenario in which Western currencies come under attack and are forced to back their currencies with gold. Russia briefly did this in March 2022. In other words, what happens to the gold price if gold gets remonetized? Similarly, we'll explore potential Bitcoin prices in the event of hyper-Bitcoinization, where Bitcoin becomes the dominant global money. The remonetization of gold. And I'm very sorry to do this to you, but the remainder of today's piece is only available to paying subscribers.